I'm Ricky Bevington with your GPB Evening Headlines for Wednesday, June 13th. A smaller version of Cape Canaveral is in the works for the Georgia coast. Tomorrow is the last day for people to comment on plans to launch rockets from Camden County. GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
The county wants to build a launch site for small and medium-sized rockets. Commissioner Steve Howard says it will be good for the economy and bring rocket and satellite manufacturing to South Georgia.
We have a great opportunity to take all these assets that Georgia has, leverage it, and really build for the future.
But the rocket launch path over Cumberland Island National Seashore and Little Cumberland Island worries some residents like Kevin Lang.
This is what we're the most concerned about, is the impact of what happens when a rocket explodes. And we don't fare very well here.
Comments on the environmental impact statement will be considered by the Federal Aviation Administration. An FAA license is required for Spaceport Camden. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
The Secretary of State's office held a meeting today to discuss the future of Georgia's voting system. The Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections, or SAFE, Commission discussed the integrity of Georgia's 16-year-old voting machines. When they were first introduced, the voting system led the nation in digital voting technology, but now Georgia is one of five states whose voting system do not have a paper backup. The Coalition for Good Governance is currently suing the state over its outdated equipment, which the groups claim is vulnerable to manipulation. Last year, a security breach left Georgia voters' information exposed. The Secretary of State's office declined GPB's request for comment. Cobb County residents are upset that pools and libraries could close due to a $30 million budget shortfall. GPB's Aisha Abed spoke with residents who showed up to protest a recreation board meeting last night.
Several parents and their children showed up dressed in bathing suits and their swim team's t-shirts, carrying signs that read, "Don't close our pool." The proposed closures of several Cobb County libraries and recreation centers was on the agenda, but the meeting never happened. An unannounced cancellation upset the residents who showed up to protest. Justin Tomczak was one of them.
We actually just moved across the county to be about 4 minutes from the pool. This is our kids' passion. They plan on going to college. They hope to get a scholarship on it. Our 11-year-old daughter wants to go to the Olympics, and that wouldn't happen if Mountain View were to close.
He and others say they plan on showing up at a June 18th budget town hall. For GPB News, I'm Aisha Abed in Atlanta.
Atlanta's in the running to host the semifinals of the 2026 World Cup. FIFA announced today North America, Canada, and Mexico won the bid to host the most popular sporting event on Earth. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of Atlanta United and the Atlanta Falcons, is up against the AT&T Stadium outside of Dallas to host the World Cup events. The list of host cities will be finalized and announced in 3 years. University of Georgia football fans will pay more for tickets at Sanford Stadium next season. Tickets to games against the Bulldogs' five biggest rivals will cost $75. That is up $25 from last season. The Athens Banner-Herald reports the price of season tickets is also going up due to high demand since the Bulldogs were in the national championship. Despite the increase, UGA ticket prices remain the third lowest in the Southeastern Conference. I'm Ricky Bevington. For more of today's news, visit gpbnews.org or find us on social media, Twitter and Facebook at GPB News.